Whenever he changes seats, look what happens.
Oh, yes,
it's good.
Anybody remember where we leave off? We're still in the Mishnah.
We're talking about Machis HaShekel.
So what did we do the week before?
The Mishnah before.
We didn't finish the Mishnah yet, no? Okay, we've got to try to finish the Mishnah. Okay. I think Chof Dal and Amar Alf Masechet Soto. I think we left the last few lines in the Mishnah. Let's see. Islandess is Cana that we learned, yeah. The din is if the couple who's married is married shaloi kedin, like a kohen is married to a grusha, or Yisrael is married to mamzeres, so there's no din of maim hamori. So the shaila is, what if a man has no children and he's married to an islandess, or he's married to a skeno, an older woman sheni ruya leila? So it's shaloi kedin. So the first tana says lo shosos, there's no din of a maim hamori because the marriage is forbidden. Because he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei Rivya if he marries an islandess, he marries his Cana. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Yochel holisi shacheres lifrus belifrus velivrus emeno. This marriage is not prohibited. If that's the only wife that he has, he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei Rivya. Let him marry a second wife. It's before the chem der Abin Gershim. He can marry a second wife if he can afford it, if he's up to it. Economically and psychologically, you can marry another wife, but you can't say that this marriage is a forbidden marriage. So that's Reb Lezer disagrees with the Tanakam. B'shakal anash and many other women, these are exceptions to the rule. Arusa she marries yavamar if it's a forbidden marriage. Shakal anash and any other marriage. So what's the din? Oshosos olo notlos ksuba. Whenever there's kini astira, they have to drink by mamorim. If they don't want to drink by mamorim, so then they lose the ksuba, because the fact that they refuse to drink, so they're ruining the marriage, because she's asur al bailo. Esh is koyin shoyso meteres labailo. Not only is there a din of maim hamorim if the couple that's married is nishkin koyin, and she's only asur al bailo, she's mizana beratzon, but if she's nensa, then she's meteres labailo. But even in esh is koyin, where she'll become asur al bailo, even if it's ba'inus, even if someone is ma'anasa, she's also asur labailo, still the din is that she drinks my mamorim, and if she survives and she doesn't look like she's getting sick, she's materis labailo. Hey, she's kind shoy, so materis labailo. And you shouldn't say that the mayim is only baidik, that she wasn't mizana beratzen, but it doesn't prove that she wasn't nensa. There's no, as long as she wasn't mizana beratzen, so there's no issue.
What about nowadays, but going back to the case of Ireland versus Cana, so nowadays, so there's this Seira, but there's a mitzvah that writes for them to fulfill Pirei Rivya. So does the Seira still apply? Meaning, or is
the
Seira intended even in the case where
it's not
applied?
In the Chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. He's not supposed to marry an island or a Cana. If it's a young man who's able to have children, he has to be up to raising children also. If he's young enough that he should be able to have children and raise their children, so he should never marry an island or a Cana.
Well, let's say he does. So the harem still applies?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You tell him he should get divorced to marry someone else. Yeah. Because we don't allow. The only time when Matir Echander Abinu Gershom is when if a man is married and his brother dies, leaving no children, so you have to do yibum or chalitza. So he says, so the Yovam says, lo chafatzti lekachta. I made up my mind, I don't want to be miyabim. What do you mean I made up my mind, lo chafatzti, I don't want to marry her? We're going to break your head. We're going to break your arms and your feet if you want to marry her. This is the chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. So before he does the chalitza, so the bezin who's going to do the chalitza says, even though you're married, we're mater the chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, if you want to, you can marry her. But we don't let him marry her because we don't permit yibum mizmanazet. It's a different story. We matter the chem Rabbeinu Gershom mitzad the Rabbeinu Gershom. We would allow you to marry another wife, but we don't permit yibum for a different reason. The Gemara says there was a machlekes Abishol and the Chachamim and Yibumis and Daf Lametes on the base. So Abishol has a chiddush that if you perform whenever you're doing yibum, so you're really in violation of Eishesach. Isa Eishesach is an Isa Koris. So Abba Shaul is of the opinion that the only time we permit you to marry the Eish Esach, the Yavama, is if you do it l'shem mitzvah. But if the only reason why you're marrying her because she's very good looking, or because she's from a big Meyuchas Dika family, or because she's very wealthy, and otherwise you wouldn't be doing the mitzvah, so then you're not really doing it l'shem mitzvah. So Abba Shaul holds that the mitzvah of Yibum is Doche the Isser of Eish Esach is only if you're doing the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. If you don't do the l'shem mitzvah, there's no heter. So the Gemara says that at one point in history the psak was like Abba Shaul. The question is, was it reversed? That originally the psak was like the Chachamim. From Maimon HaSinai till the days of the Tanaim, they always practiced Yibum, and nobody psychoanalyzed the Yavam whether he's interested l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem mitzvah. They always permitted Yibum. No questions asked. And then there was a period of time that they reversed the psak and they paskan like Abba Shaul, even though he's the minority. And then there's a machlekes harishayim, was the psak reversed back the way it always was, and we should permit Yibum as manazeh or no? So that was a split between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. So the Ashkenazim, Taisus, along Taisus there in Yibum, as quotes there Rabbeinu Tam, Ashkenazim hold that the psak was like Abba Shaul and said, like Bazai, the din is like Abba Shaul, we don't permit you to do Yibum. And the Sephardim always did permit Yibum. They hold that they held that the psak was reversed in later years. The psak was like the majority, like the Chachamim d'Abba Shaul. So before you do, so Bizman Hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, for years the Sephardim did practice Yibum, and now in Eretz Yisrael they don't. The Rabbanu doesn't allow it. They made a Heskim that no one's going to do any Yibum anymore. So now before you do Chalitza, so if the surviving brothers doing Chalitza is married already, so it doesn't make sense. Says lechafatzi lekachta. I made up my mind. I don't want to marry her. We wouldn't let her marry her because of the Chem der Abbeinu Geshem. So first we tell him we're mata the Chem der Abbeinu Geshem. If you want, you can marry her. So then if he's going to say yeah, I want to do Yibum, so we say no, we don't let you do Yibum because of Abba Shaul, because we're afraid you're not doing it l'shmo. So we just mata the Chem der Abbeinu Geshem. Should be allowed to say I made up my mind lechafatzi lekachta, and then we twist his arm to make sure that he says lechafatzi lekachta. No, no, they reversed the psak that even if you're not doing it lishma, it's also good. That you don't have to have lishma. It's not necessary to do lishma. It's
the trouble is, it's not enough that he has to say Rochafat. Zeke, she curses him out.
Yes.
She spits in front of him. You know, he wants to do it.
So we don't let him. So we don't let him.
But why is she taking all that abuse?
Okay. That's what it says in the Torah. Yeah, yeah. No, they just say it's muta, but maka mitzvah is muta. They don't need a heta meir abonim. Yeah.
Well, the time limit ran out already anyway.
The Mechaber writes that the Chem der Rabbeinu Geshem is only at Sefer Elif till the year 5000. That was 772 years ago. So that was over already a long time ago. So the Mechaber writes that the Chem is over. So Shai, Ois Chem, and Rabbeinu Geshem couldn't foresee in the future what's going to happen. He could foresee for the next 100 years. So he made a Chem, you're not allowed to marry two wives for the next 100 years at Sefer Elif till the year 5000. That's all. So the Mechaber says the Cherem is over, goodbye. So now you can marry two wives. And the Ramah says that you're right, the Cherem is over, but by Ashkenazim we have adopted it as a minik. It's no longer a Cherem.
File for an extension.
Right? So it's no longer a Cherem. Let's say somebody will marry a second wife. So we won't say that he's in Cherem. You know, not allowed to be in to a minik, he's in Cherem. It's not a Cherem. He's in violation of the minik. The minik is that we still extend the practice. And then the Ramah says, and if he doesn't, so you tell him you should divorce one of your two wives. It's not proper to marry to both. If he does want to divorce one of them, we have a right to put him in Cherem because he's in violation of the minig. But he's not automatically in Cherem because of the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom's Cherem was over already at Sefer Elif. I remember when I was around 10 years old, they were writing in the newspapers, the 1,000 years are up, and the Cherem is soon going to be mutter. They thought Rabbeinu Gersh made a Cherem for 1,000 years. That's not. The Shulchan Aruch says not for 1,000 years. He made at Sefer Aleph till the end of the millennium, till the year 5,000. Well, that was over 772 years ago. It wasn't just over 60 years ago.
And the other Cheremim of Rabbeinu Gersh?
No, that there was no time limit. This one had to do with the society. doesn't make sense, because by the Goyim they were practicing, they only had one wife, they didn't have two wives. And he was afraid the Jews weren't able to afford to have two wives, it would make machlekes, but he couldn't foresee into the distant future what's going to be. Maybe it'll come a generation where it'll be in style, that everybody's marrying more than one wife, and that it will be acceptable. Maybe all the Jews will be making a fortune of money, and it'll be normal. So far, no one's making so much money, and it's not normal to marry more than one wife. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. He said there was a singles problem in Vilna, and he said, that's what they quote, I don't know if it's authentic. He says, if I would have authority to, I would abolish the Chemder Abbein Gershom, so the men, apparently there were more girls than there were boys. So he said we should permit boys to marry more than one wife so we won't have the singles problem. I don't know what that means. How many single girls were there already in the days of the Vilna Gaon? But that's what they quote. He was considering being Mata the Chemder Abbein Gershom to solve the singles problem.
Let's say Tucker, one day it's repealed. Would bigamy laws in the United States override it and say Dina Mokosadina?
Avada?
So you wouldn't be allowed to?
Avada, you wouldn't be allowed to?
Sorry?
You would not be permitted. If the American government has laws prohibiting bigamy, so it's also. If we have a mitzvah to shake a lulav and the American government makes a law, you're not allowed to shake a lulav, so we have to do the mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah to marry more than one wife. It's permissible. So if the government says not allowed, so it's not allowed. Yeah.
So how did the Rabbanim later who made the minhag, why? How could they say that that's been perceived forever? If Rabbanim Gershon has been perceived forever, how?
They didn't foresee forever. Whenever you have a minhag, minhagim can come and go. Minhagim only are binding, calls man that they make sense. Once the reason for the minig falls away, then the minig falls away. By takona de rabbanon, the Gemara has a rule, a dovishe b'minyan. Dovishe b'minyan means, if the chachamim made a gzera de rabbanon, even though we know what the reason is, and we live in a generation where the reason no longer applies, so the Gemara says still, the gzera de rabbanon still applies, unless you have a later bezin to repeal that enactment. But by minhagim, all the poskim say there is no such klal. Dovishe b'minyan, tzof minachal atira. Whenever you have a minig for a specific reason, you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, so the minhag falls apart. Rashi and Beitza writes like that in the first parak in Beitza. The Gemara presents a machlokes hamaraim. What's the nature of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias? Is Yontav Sheni Shel Golias a minhag or a din de rabbanon? Rashi learns that's the machlokes in the Gemara. So what's the difference halacha l'maisa? So Rashi interprets the Gemara. What if you live in a generation where the reason for the minig no longer applies? If it's only a minig, so if the reason doesn't apply, so the whole minig falls apart by itself. But if it's a takana de rabbanon, then it does not fall apart automatically by itself.
Unless and the reason's incorporated in takana.
Right. If it's a takana de rabbanon, but the reason is incorporated into the nusach ha-takana, so then if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, that even the takana de rabbanon doesn't apply either, right? But if you're talking about minhagim, even if the reason was not incorporated into the nusach of the minig, in minhagim the klal of davish minyan doesn't apply.
So that's about those the rabbanon who go say you go there to saw one day is enough to observe, not 2 days.
Right.
2 days. Yeah.
That's still the machlokes today, whether Yontav Sheni. Tosis writes that Yontav Sheni today is only a minig. And the other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ran, disagree. They quote, the Ran quotes Tosis, and he says he disagrees. He thinks that it's a takana de rabbanon, it's not just a minig. No. No, the question is, what was the nature of the takana de rabbanon? Does it depend on where you live, or does it depend on where you are? We are b'nei chutz l'aretz, but when we're visiting in Eretz Yisrael, so that's a question: are we mechuyev to observe Yontav Sheni or not? So in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, he writes that there were always tourists who visited Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos from the Arab lands. They didn't fly in from America in the 1500s, but they used to visit Eretz of Shalosh Regalim, and they always observed 2 days Yontav. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz. He says the practice always was that the tourists who were visiting always observed 2 days Yontav. And the Chacham Tzvi, who never lived in Eretz Yisrael, was never Zoyche, he thinks that it's not right. He thinks you should only keep 1 day Yontav. So there's a big machlaikas. A Yankif Emden, I think, agrees with his father, yes.
Disagrees.
No, I don't think so.
It's 2 days ago.
Even if you're just touring?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought he agreed, yeah.
Okay, so, since we may not be talking valid as long as it makes sense, why does the Rambam or, you know, Rishonim, whoever, ever make a Takana? Meaning, wouldn't it be better just to make a Minhag that is more flexible? As long as it makes sense, you do it. If not, not. Whereas a Takana, How do they know what's
going to
be in 1,000 years?
I assume a takana is going to be much stronger than a minhag. Yeah. Takana, if a person does want to observe the takana, they can give him akas mardis. If a person does want to observe a minhag, you don't give him akas mardis?
How does a minhag become a minhag? Takana, we know it's rabban at the kama. How does a minhag become a minhag?
There are two kinds of minhagim. Sometimes the minhag is the tzibur starts a minhag, and sometimes the rabbanim recommend a minhag. So the Rambam writes, if it's a minhag shehenhigu achachamim, then there's a din of loisosur on a minhag. The Rambam writes, there's a din of loisosur on gzeiris, on takonis, and on minhagis, on minhagim that the rabbanim instituted. If it's a minhag that the tzibur started on their own, so then the Rambam is not going to say that there's loisosur. So the binding force is going to be different. If it's a minhag that the Rabbanim instituted, so basically it's a takana de Rabbanon. Except that instead of formulating it by making a statement, we hereby make a takana with the power vested in us as Rabbanim, so we make a takana kach v'kach. Instead of making such a formal declaration, they just observe this practice in public, and they're encouraging everyone to follow along. But then it has the same tokif as a real din de Rabbanon.
Shanis is
a minig, yeah, right. Minig the Vim, yeah, an old, very old minig, yeah.
Women wearing shape, that would be a minig. No, because I know my grandmother used to probably cut off her hair completely, never wear a tzitzit instead. Then other parts of the country, they start to wear.
No, the Gemara has a din that a married woman is supposed to cover her hair. And there was a big machlekes, cover your hair means to cover your hair with a hat or a tichel, or to cover your hair with some other hair that's detached from someone's head. Is that acceptable? So that was a big machlekes, and many were machmer. The Chacham Avadya Yosef, many svardim, and many are machmer. That a sheitel is not acceptable. The din that married women have to cover their hair means to cover the hair literally. And many are mekel. But that's not a question of a minig. That's a question, what does the din require? The din requires married women to cover the hair. So how vasay is covering? Covering means with cloth, or covering means with other hair.
Even human hair?
Right. So the accepted opinion was lahakel on that, and then the shaila was, what if the woman is going to make a sheitel from her own hair? She's going to cut off her own hair, make a sheitel from her own hair. So Moshe Feinstein's wife wore a sheitel of her own hair. So he wrote in his sefer, he quotes all the sources and the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch that were even makel on that. Yeah.
And let's say a man married two wives. And one of the wives is snua. Can he legarish first the snua?
They should go for marriage counseling. She should not be snua. The Gemara interprets the pasuk snua bin isuel. Snua lefnei amokim. It means that he's married be iser. The pasuk says, I would have had a mistake in havamina. That if I have two wives, one is Ahuva, one is Snua, yeah. And the Snua has the Bechor, I would have thought that the Bechor is not entitled to Pishnai. Why not? Just because I don't get along with his mother. So he shouldn't be entitled to Pishnai. So the Gemara says, no, Snua means Snua ben Yisrael. He's married Be'isa with the woman. The child is a Mamzer, or the child is of Lat from a Chayv Yilavin. So I would have thought, since the marriage was prohibited, so that child who was born from a forbidden marriage should not be entitled to Pishnai. So the pasuk says it doesn't matter. But if it's just Snua, he doesn't get along with one wife. So they should go for marriage counseling. They should try to make peace. As Nish say, they should get divorced. They don't have to suffer for the rest of their lives.
Just to ask a question. Why, what do I do on the second day in terms of Musa? Should I be davening with a regular Musaf? Then a daven with Chutz Laaretz?
Because those are not the
components. On the second day of Sukkot, he means. Sukkot is changing. No, Pesach, every day is the same. Musa, Pesach to Musa is exactly the same. Sukkot. So if, according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, that the tourists from Chutz Lartz observe Yantam Sheni, so they daven like they would daven in Chutz Lartz.
Yeah. It's a misnomer because it's a long
one. No. That's you do what you would have done in Chutz Lartz, and according to the Chacham Tzvi and those who follow the Chacham Tzvi, so you follow whatever the practice is in Eretz Yisrael, whatever they do, depends on this machlekes. Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says Eishes Kohen Shoyes and Mataris Labayla. Even if the husband is a Kohen, and the woman and the wife would be Asur Al Bayla, even if she would be Nensa. But still, she drinks the the husband is not choshed that she was Nensa. Husband is choshed that she was Mezana Beratzen. He brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, she drinks the Mai Mamorim, and nothing happens, so she's allowed to remain with her husband. The Mai Mamorim is Baidek and Shainas Mutum. Esh is Soris, Shoisa. Even though the husband is unable to have children, the Pasuk says, if the woman is guilty of Znus, then she's going to die Misa Mishune Al Pines. And if the woman is innocent, v'choisav and iksav in Israel zara, even if until now she didn't have any children, a miracle will occur, and she's promised she's going to have the baby. What if the husband is unable to give birth to any children? He's a saris, so the promise in the pasuk cannot be fulfilled. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference, even though the husband is a saris and is unable to father any children. The din still is that choice that she drinks the mai mamor. Rashi is just bothered with the kasha. That the Gemara says on Chav Dalar and Beis, this we discussed already. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim came from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Here, the fifth, sixth line on Chav Dalar and Beis. Ki asa Ravacha bar Hanina midaroima. He came from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael and he brought with him a Braisa. They had Biksav. The Braisa says, commenting on the Loshen of the Pasuk, if somebody was Mazana with you, if somebody had an affair with you other than your own husband. So from the pasuk it implies that the only time you have the parsha of Saita is if the husband slept with his wife first, and then he's chayshed that the wife had an affair with someone else. If the husband, you have to have kodma shchivas habal leboil. First, the husband was with his wife, and then he's chayshed he's having an affair with someone else. But if the husband knows he was never with his wife, period, so then the whole din of Saita doesn't apply. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha. If the husband is a soris, he's unable to have tashmish. So it's never going to be kodmash chivas habal lebal. So how can the Mishnah say that even though the husband is a soris, he's unable to have tashmish? So he says he became soris later after the marriage began. The marriage started off normally, and then he took sick. Then he became a soris. Right? That's where Rashi farenfes. Then the Mishnah says, Aidei kol harayis mekadim. Let's say the man is chayshed, his wife is having an affair with her father, or the wife is having an affair with her brother. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Whom is chayshed? Even though it's a little ridiculous, Aidei kol harayis mekadim. He's chayshed that she's having an affair with someone other than her husband, so that's a din of soita. Chutz min hakatan. Unless he's chayshed, she's having an affair with a katan. So we're going to have to learn later. Katan means before bar mitzvah. Akat means before the age of 9. The halacha says that a boy before the age of 9 is al pidin ein biyasa biya, and a girl before the age of 3 is ein biyasa biya. So maybe the Mishnah means chutz min akotn, akotn younger than 9. So it's ein biyasa biya doesn't ask the woman al bailo. So that's going to be, we'll see a machleg is Rashi in the Rambam.
She's a ktana.
She's a ktana. We assume Peter Ktana Oinasu. Even if the girl is Mezana Beratzen, that's how the Bavli says. According to the Gemara, there's no din of Saita. The Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The Rambam paskins that a Ktana, if she has a Kiddushin Deraisa, the father married her off, so then if she's Mezana Beratzen, she does become Asur al Baila. But if it's only Kiddushin Derabanan, she's a Yisema, and the mother or the brothers married her off, so it's only Kiddushin Rabbanan. So then you say, Pita Ktana Einesu. Then you say, the Ktana Shezinsa doesn't become Asur al Baila. The Ravid is Masig on the Ramam. He says, that's not what it says in my Gemara. The Ravid always has charming way of attacking the Rama says that's not what it says in my Gemara. He's right. In the Bavli it says Beferish, Aktana, who's 11 and a half years old, a day before her bas mitzvah, even if she knows what she's doing, she's mezana beratz. And the Gemara says it's considered oinus, since Aktana is a la basdas, it's considered as if she had been then, so she's muteris labailo. But the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. That's a problem. The Rambam often paskens like Yerushalmis against Bavlis. The Vilna Gaon writes about other Rambams. Every so often there's a Rambam, and then the Lecha Mishnah and the Magi Mishnah, they have trouble. How does it fit in with the Gemara? So they stand on their head to try to figure out where did the Rambam kvetch this ice from the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon says, Kedaka lipsaka Yerushalmi neged Bavli bekama mekaymas. The Rambam often paskens like Yerushalmis against Bavli. So this is one of them. But Pita Ktana Oinesu. If the girl is a Ktana, she's Mizana Berotzen. So the Rambam paskens like the Yerushalmi, she does become Asur al Bailo. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have a Ktana who gets married. That's not Shchia. What you sometimes do have, let's say, the woman is a Shoita. She's at Sedreita. She's crazy. Sometimes he married her, she was crazy. Sometimes he made her crazy. Whatever. She became crazy. So,
Soto Shota.
Okay. Soto Shota. So let's say the woman Alpidin is a lab bazdas. She thinks that she's Cleopatra. But everything else is normal. She functions. She knows how to dress. She knows how to go. Everything is normal. She thinks she's the Queen of England. Whatever. So Alpidin, that's a Shota Alpidin. But she knows what she's doing. She knows she's married, and she knows this is her husband. She's having an affair with someone else. She thinks that she's the queen of England, and everything else is normal except for that. Salpidin, such a woman is a shaita. Salpidin, she's a lab bazdas, but she knows that she's being mezana. So that'll be a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. If the woman is mamish, she doesn't know what she's doing at all. So she's mezana mamish bishtus. She doesn't know. She has amnesia, she doesn't know she's married, she forgets, she doesn't know what she's doing. Mamish amishugana. So that's nensa, that's ba'oinis. So nesha sisha nensa does not become asur alabayla. What if she's alpidin, a shaita, but she knows exactly what she's doing? So that'll be a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the din by Ktana? See, Ktana, we don't have bismanazah. We don't have a girl who's before bas mitzvah, that the father married her off. We don't have that bismanazah. But the shaitim you do have. Sometimes you have a woman was having an affair with someone else, and she's mamshat sedreita, but she knows what she's doing. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, if the husband is choshed his wife that she's having an affair with a katan, then there's no din of soita. We'll have to learn the Gemara later what the katan means, before bar mitzvah, before nine, or mimishainoish. Let's say the husband is choshed that his wife practiced mishka behema. So Mishka Behema does not aser labailo. It's an avera. It's an isa skila. She's chayv skila for practicing Mishka Behema, but she does not become asur al bailo. That's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Mishaino ish means she practiced Mishka Behema. So that doesn't aser. The elush abes. Oh, now the last six lines of the Mishnah have like this. The normal din of kinui is the husband overall of ruch kinui kinui. So the husband is chayshid that the wife is being mezana, and the husband wants her. The kinui means hasro. He wants the wife altistri mishplaini because I'm choshed that you're having znus. What if the husband is not in a condition to be choshed? Husband is in prison and he doesn't know bichlal what's going on. But the husband is a cheresh or a shaita. He doesn't know what's going on. He got married to the woman and then he took sick and he's in an institution now. He's in an asylum. He doesn't know what's going on. And the bezna thinks that the wife is having an affair with someone else. So they can't tell the husband, be mekane, be master your wife. The husband is not in a condition to say anything. He doesn't know what's going on. So the Mishnah says, ve'elu, in the following cases, shebezden mekanem lahem, it's a din of zachen liyadam shaloi befonav. Bezden should warn the woman, al tisteri mishplani, mishen is charish bailo, on shenishtata. Either they got married, and at the time they got married, he was healthy. And then he became a cherish of a shaita later in life. The husband is in prison. He doesn't know what's going on, and the Bezna thinks that there's something fishy going on. So in such a case, the Bezna should act on behalf of the best interest of the husband. That's based on the principle of Zachan Le'adam Shalai B'fanav. Mar learns it out from a pasuk. Mar learns it out from a pasuk. Rabbi Baruch Be'er raises the question in Kiddushin, where do we see the din of Zachan Le'adam Shalai B'fanav in Chumash? There's a parsha in the end, I think it's a parsha's Masei, The Torah says when they crossed over the Yarden in the days of Yishua ben Nun, they'll divide Eretz Yisrael among all the Shvatim. So it says, Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, Lamat, Tikhul, and Chalos HaOretz. You have to have the Nasi of every Shevet to represent all of the members of the Shevet, so that when they divide Eretz Yisrael on the map, it should be called Akibush Rabim. The Melchama should be a Kibush Rabim, and the Chalukah should be as being, have every, all of the Shvatim are represented. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the second parak in Kedushin, the first daf in the second parak. What halacha was that based on, that the Nesiim represented all the members of their Shevet? So first thing, Gemara thought that the Rabbanu Shalom was recommending that everyone should choose the Nasi as the Shaliach. It's based on Shlucha Shalom Kemaisa. The Nasi represented all the members of the Shevet based on Shlichas. Then the Gemara says that's not correct, because some of the members of the Shvatim were getting a chelik in Yerusha were ketanim, and a ketan cannot appoint a shliach. So they scrapped that pshat. So then the Gemara gives another pshat. It must be that the Nasi HaShevet represented all the members of the Shevet based on Zachon Yadam Shalad Befon. Then the Gemara says that pshat is also no good, because Zachon Yadam Shalad Befon is only applicable if everyone is happy in the end. Let's say I do an act of Zochin, I accept, let's say someone is not here, so I give you a gift to be Zoche for him. Then when he finds out, he says, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me, doesn't want my gifts, doesn't want to be beholden to me. So then he breaks up the whole Zochin Adam Shalai B'fanav. So the Gemara says, what are you going to say here? The Nesiim represented all the members of the Shevet based on Zochin Adam Shalai B'fanav. And then after they divide Eretz Yisrael, so some one member of the Shevet will say, no, but I wanted mountainous area, I wanted near a lake, I wanted a farmland, I wanted a house.
It happened.
I'm sure it happened.
So the
Gemara says, what are you going to say? If someone's going to tie the Iker Nichele Behar Vela Nichele Bebika, Iker Nichele Bebika Vela Nichele Behar, so you'll overturn, you'll cancel the whole Zachnad Mishlei Befanav. It doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, no. Pshat in the Parsha that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, that was Medina Petropas. So that's where Baruch Be'er writes just one line in the Sefer HaKedushin. So once you come to the conclusion that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet based on Apotropos, so how do you know Taka there is a din of Zachad and Shlai B'fanav? So one Tana is of the opinion the whole din of Zachad and Shlai B'fanav is only Midi Rabbana. One Tana holds him over Basu, the whole din is only Midi Rabbana. And he says, the only made a Takon is Zachad and Shlai B'fanav. If I give you a gift to be Zachad for Pliny, who's not here, it only works if Pliny is before Bar Mitzvah. So he needs someone to do Mataiva. If Pliny is Bar Mitzvah, when he'll come, he'll make his own kinyan. We don't have to make a takana for Gedolim. We only have to make a takana the Zachon Adam Shalai B'fanav on behalf of Ketanim. That Tana holds the whole institution of Zachon Adam Shalai B'fanav is only Midi Rabbanan. And they never made a takana for Gedolim, because they don't need the takana. They'll come and they'll pick up the gift and they'll make their own kinyan. So we don't pass like that. We pass in that Zachon Adam Shalai B'fanav is deraisa. So that's where our Baruch Be'er is. Where's the pasuk? So some want to say, this is the pasuk. The Gemara is going to say, sometimes the Bezin does kina on behalf of the husband. They see the wife is running out. The husband is in an insane asylum, and the husband is sick in the hospital. The husband is a cherish erishaita, and the wife is having an affair with someone else. So the Bezin wants to warn her, artistry, mishplaini. And if you will, you're going to lose your ksuba.
Why don't you force the husband to give her a get? Why are they doing it on behalf of the husband who's a mental case?
Well, if he's a mental case, then they can't make him give a get. Chavish bebeis hasurim, they can have him give a get. But it looks fishy to the Bezin. They think that maybe she's having an affair. They don't know for sure. So to make him give a get, that's a little bit unfair. So they want her altistri mishplaini. And if you will, then you'll become asura lebailo. Then she'll become asura lebailo.
Shimon goes on a business trip, and Reuven's Makana, Shimon's wife, Zachit Lavan Shalom Befon.
I mean, why do you need Bezin to be Mekanim? Yeah, I think normally you don't need Bezin to say Zachad Adam Shalai B'fanav. I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. I give it to you, so we don't have to have a Bezin. Whenever you have a Bezin, then it's Medin Apotropos. That is Medin. I don't know if it's Medin Apotropos. You probably need a Bezin to size up the situation. You see, I want to give a gift to someone, so everyone will agree that's probably Zachad Adam Shalai B'fanav. When he finds out about it, he says, he doesn't want to be beholden to me. Okay, so he can break it up. But offhand, you would say, am I doing him a favor, or am I doing him a disservice by having someone be kodin the matana? You're doing a favor. Over here, to warn the wife that she shouldn't be Nistra and Pliny, this is a judgment call. Are you doing the man a favor or a disservice?
It's not a bias. You could drink, so if it's not the bias, then it would be a cult to the person. Don't Ruvain is Mekana Shimon's wife.
If someone, the next door neighbor is going to be Mekana.
He's Mekana Shimon's wife. Because Shimon went on a business trip, so instead of Bezin, he did
it. There are a whole bunch of other requirements. The husband has to be there. So, I mean, who's going to bring it to Bezin? Who's going to bring it to the Kohen?
No, to drink, she can't drink the Mayim HaMarim. The only time you drink the Mayim HaMarim is if the husband's going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, she's not going to drink.
She'll lose the ksuba, though.
She'll lose the ksuba. She'll lose the ksuba. Right. So that's what the Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk. Shebez the mekanim lahem. It's a judgment call whether you're doing them a favor or a disservice. A bezdin can assess it. Bezdin mustamim needs a psychologist to determine are they doing him a service or not.
Then the,
if it's been if it'll be ascertained that she was mezana, then he has to give a get. Right. If there'll be kinoin, then she'll violate the hasroa. Then she'll do stiris, the kinoin stir. You need to get. Then she's asur al bailo. Because she can't drink the mai mamar unless the husband's going to bring it. The husband is not all there, so he can't bring it. It has to be a bardas to be able to bring it to the Beis Hamik. Kenish gevman. If there'll be a la bardas, he can't give a get. Can't give a get either. Yeah.
Could it be that the reason that it's a basin is like the same as by, let's say there's a child whose father passed away, so usually the father's supposed to make sure that there's a bris milah, but if there's no father, then the basin steps in and takes up the father to make sure that, you know, the mitzvahs are, everything is done if they're supposed to. So could it be that that's why the basin here, nothing to do with yachid or not yachid, it's just the basin steps in the place of the...
Is it a mitzvah lekanais? We had a machlekes on the first daf. Is it a mitzvah to be mekanais, is it just a rishus? It's questionable whether there's a mitzvah. You say the bezin is doing the mitzvah on behalf of the husband. Someone has to do the mitzvah. Not everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah lekanais. Yeah.
If the entire nafkamina of the kinah of bezin is the ksuba, why do you have to come to zaken shalom shulchan of or abachapas? Couldn't you employ say that's what gives based on the power here, because the implication is only a financial implication.
No, Bezdin, they don't know if the woman was mezana or not. If they don't know, they can't be mafsid hadiksuba. So if they'll be kinu yastira, then the woman is asur al baila. So normally if a woman does stira after kinui, and there's a possibility to drink my mamorim, so she didn't really wreck the marriage. The wife always gets ksuba whenever the husband divorces her, unless you can point the finger at the wife and say it's her fault that she ruined the marriage. So if the husband does kina and the wife does stira, that's not the end of the marriage yet. She'll say, I want to drink the mai mamarin. But if she knows she's unable to drink the mai mamarin because the husband is a la bardas, so then she loses the ksuba. Then she just ruined the marriage.
It could be that I want to drink. It's not my fault that he's a sugar. In other words, she wants to drink. She says, I want to drink.
No. Let's say Bizmana said, we know there's no Mayim HaMarim. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Mayim HaMarim. If the husband is a Meshugana, there's no Mayim HaMarim. So if someone's going to do Kinui, Kedin, and then she's going to do the Stira, that Stira Asa is absolutely Labaila. Because she did Stira knowing that there's no way to resolve it. The husband is not in a condition that he should bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to have a drink, the Mayim HaMarim. So her doing Stira Asa is Labaila. If he's a labardas, he can't give a get, but she'll lose the ksuba in such case. He can't just say hefke bezna hefke to be mafke the ksuba. We don't know if she was mezana, but if he'll do kinoi on his behalf, on behalf of the husband, and then she'll do the stira, so stira following kinoi asas labailo, because there's no way to resolve it by drinking.
So she's a living not good.
Father doesn't have a count. No such stira by a father.
Say that there's no issa yichud. There's no issa yichud, a father with a daughter, and nonetheless it is called stira.
It is called stira.
Right, that's what we mentioned, the Bava Tanya points out. Right, yichud and stira are not identical. Right. Sometimes you're in violation of yichud and it's not called stira. We gave a mashal. You have 100 people in an office, and at the end of the day, 98 people leave, and it turns out that there's a man and a woman there at the end. So that's not called stira, but it's called yichud. It's an issa yichud. Stira is only if they went into the room together. But if 98 people left and they're left alone, so that's yichud, but it's not stir. And sometimes you have a case of father with his daughter, there's no way to say yichud at all. But if the husband wander, I'm cheshed you with the father, then it's called stir, even though it's not yichud.
I mean, if the husband's not a bar das, so the woman's is an aguna with a living husband.
Right.
So there's no way out for her in that case if her husband goes crazy.
What can you do? There are tragedies. There are tragedies in the world. Het Mei Rabbanim is the reverse. There's a cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom, the husband is not allowed to marry a second wife. That's only the Rabbanon. So if the wife becomes incapacitated, and he can't give her a get, and he can't live with her, she's institutionalized, it's impossible to live with her. So then we permit one to violate the cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom. He can't divorce his wife. We permit him to marry Lisa Isha Alishta. We let him marry another wife. But if the husband is the one who became sick, Allah Badas, there's no way he can give a get. If the husband is Allah Badas, he can't give a get. It's one of the tragedies of life. Look, what do you do if the husband becomes sick?
Yeah, he's in a coma or something.
Yeah. There are people in a coma for years and years and years. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, in these rare cases, the end of the Mishnah, when the Bezdin does the kina in behalf of the husband based on Zachal Yadam Shlebefanov, Loila Hashkaisa Amro. They won't be able to have a drink to my mom because the husband is not coming to bring her to the Beis Amik. The husband is in prison. Chavish Beis Asurim. The husband is not all there. He's not a bardas. So what is the whole relevance of Bezdin being mikana on behalf of the husband? To make a set up a situation will be the kino istira, and then she'll lose the ksuba if Bezdin thinks that she's fooling around. So they have to do a kino and she'll violate a do istira, so then she'll lose the ksuba. And Rabbi Yossi says it's not 100% correct what the Tanakhama said. He thinks Avla Hashkoisa L'Kishiyetz Bailam Beis Hasurim Yashkeno. If the Bezdin did the kinoy on behalf of the husband when he was in prison, based on Zachan Adam Shlai Befanov, so if he's still in prison when she does the stira, and he's in prison, so he can't have a drink. My mom, the husband has to go to the Beis Hamikdash, and he's not going anywhere. He's in prison. But after they let him, after they set him free from the prison, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama. If the husband is freed from prison, he can bring his wife to the Beis Hamikdash, have a drink by Mamorim, based on the kinoy that the Bezdin did. Tanakhama sounds like he holds the kinoy that the Bezdin did will only be relevant b'negiah to lefoisel miksubasa. He'll never be able to lead up to hashkor, even if the husband will leave prison. He won't be able to be mashke. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. No, it can even lead up to hashkor saita.
You don't need kinah.
What was the
psak
on that?
No, I don't think so. I think we pass like the Tanakhama. That even after he comes out of prison, he also doesn't. I think the Gemara is going to have long discussions on everything. I think so.
Why couldn't you ask the guy who was in prison and say something? Are you masking to what we did? And he said, yes, I am.
Yeah. Are you masking? What do you mean? I mean, Zachan Avishai Befanov.
Yeah, but not only that, but we said maybe he's not Zachan, but he said positively, yes, I agree with it.
But he doesn't, he's in prison. He doesn't see, he doesn't have grounds to suspect. The real kinis, overall, he sees something fishy, and he understands that he should be Mekane. Here, the husband is not in that situation. He's in prison, he doesn't see what's going on back at home. So the Bezdin does the kinoy. It wasn't really the way it says in Chumash. It wasn't Rav Alav Ruach kinoy. So that's only based on Zohar Leonim Shlevifon. So the Tanakhama holds that it's only a kinoy, a half kinoy. It's only a kinoy with respect to Lefos L'Mikzubos. It's never considered a kinoy to lead up to Hashkor.
Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need
kinoy
at all.
No, Rabbi Yossi holds you need kinoy, but this is a Bezdin, Zohar Leonim Shlevifon. It's a good kinoy even to lead up to Hashkor, if and when the husband leaves the prison. So he'll be able to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. He holds that it's Zachan Lan Shlav Befanav all the way. It's even considered the kinoy with respect to lead up to Hashkos HaSaita. But Hashkos HaSaita, the husband has to be present. So when he'll
that
leave the prison,
if he's assured of the same thing,
if he'll become healthy,
yeah,
if he'll be healthy, he'll be able to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash to drink the Mayim Amarim. Right. So now the Gemara makes a comment. And the first line in the Mishnah, the first line said, "Arusa v'shemeres yavam, don't drink my mamarim," because we have the phrase appears twice in the parsha of Soita. Once it says, the Mishnah quotes, Ashatis the Isha Tachas Isha, shall be Mizana Tachas Isha while married to her husband. And the other Pasuk says, the Kohen says, Atki Satis Tachas Ishech. Same thing, Tachas Isha. And Tachas Ishech, same thing. But it says it twice, at two Psukim. So the one Pasuk is Memayit Arusa, and one Pasuk is Memayit Shemeres Yavam. In both cases, an arusa is an eshesish. When you give a ring, I just came from a wedding. That's why I came a little late. So you have erisin, then you have nisuin. When you give the ring, you say harat mukudeshesli. That's erisin. That's called an eshesish shelo bebeis habal. And then when you have the chuppah after the erisin, you have nisuin. So then the nisuah becomes an eshesish bebeis habal. Just like in dinim ominous, you have sometimes I own an automobile. So it's Shaliyah Bishusi. Wherever it's parked, even if it's parked in the street, it's called Shaliyah Bishusi. Whatever belongs to me and I know where it is. What if Aganov stole the automobile? I don't know where in the world it is. So it's Shaliyah, but it's ain't a Bishusi. The Gemara has a case. Someone stole a behema. Goes a behema. Full bailus on something is if you have Shaliyah Bishusi. If you have Shaliyah, but it's ain't a Bishusi, it's incomplete bailus. So the pasuk every so often will say beso and beso zuishto. So the expression beso zuishto only applies when she's in a suah. That's how the Gemara says beso zuishto doesn't apply to an arusa, because the difference in definition is an arusa is an eshesish loy bebeis habal, and in a suah is an eshesish bebeis habal. So the pasuk has the expression twice. This is a din of esoita shetista tachas isha under her husband. And the other pasuk says, when the kohen makes a swear, ad kisatis tachas ishech. So since it says twice, tachas, so one tachas is to exclude the arusa. Arusa is an eshesish shelo bebeis habal. So you can't call her tachas ishech. Tachas ishech means bebeis habal. The other pasuk is memayit shemeres yavam. It's also not, she's also not bebeis habal. So the Mishnah says that neither the arusa nor the shemeres yavam, they cannot drink the Mai Mamarim. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Mishtahu de lo shasya. These two women, Arusa, Shemeres Yavam, are excluded from the whole parsha. They don't drink Mai Mamarim, because the Gemara is going to quote the two psukim, Tachas Yisheich, Tachas Yishah, so it excludes both Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. However, Hakinoi, Mikanei lo, but the husband, let's say they have Erisin, and the husband thinks the wife is having an affair with someone else. He's not living with the wife either. She's an arusa, asur al baila. But he thinks she's having an affair with someone else. So he is mekanei lo. So from the Mishnah would appear, arusa v'shemeres yavam are excluded lo shosos. They can't drink. Sounds like you had kinui, you had stira, but you can't get to the punchline. But the kinui is a kinui. That if there'll be stira, she will become asur al baila. Let's say a married woman violates the laws of Yichud. She's misyacheres with someone else. So the Gemara says, Ein oisrim ala Yichud. You don't ask her an eshesish just because she violated Yichud. It's an avera, and you have to tell her. You're not allowed to be misyacheres with anybody other than your own husband. But if the Yichud was preceded with a kinui, if you have kinui astira, then the Yichud is raglaim ladover, because it was preceded with a kinui. Then it asks labayla. So the Mishnah just excludes arusa v'shemeres yavam, that they don't drink my mamarim. Mishtahu de lo shasi, ho kinui mekane lo. But the husband be erisin and by shemeres yavam can make kinui, that if it'll be followed with a stira, it will asa la baila. So gdigmar minahani mili, how do you know that there is such a thing? Maybe since she's arusa shemeres yavam, they're totally excluded. It's not tachas ishech. Maybe there isn't even a din of kinui. And we should revert back to the din that ein oisim ala yichud. If an eshesish is married and she violates Yichud, you don't ask her lebaila. You only ask her if there was first kinoi and then stir. Maybe the kinoi is nishkin kinoi, if it's arusa or shemeres yom. So Gemara, nein, that's not true. The Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Dabrel b'nei so v'marta aleihem, sounds like a ribui. This din applies under all conditions. L'rabbis arusa v'shemeres yavam l'kinoi. That both arusa v'shemeres yavam, the din of kinoi does apply. That if the yichud will be preceded with a kinoi, the kinoi is stira, then it will ask the Bible.
This thing, Ramat, Ramat Aleim, appears numerous times.
Yeah,
so every time you make a reboot?
Yeah.
Every time you have
carbon a... Carbon Tumit, what's the reboot? Sabbath, Ramat Aleim,
I don't know. I don't know. You have to look in the Sifrei what they darshan. I don't know. You have to look in the Sifrei and every pasuk. They probably have a drasha. Yeah.
So it's always a reading.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Because it's the whole phrase is miyuter. What do you need the whole thing for? Dabba b'nei Yisrael. All the dinim were told to b'nei Yisrael. So that means it's marben additional case, even though it's not explicit. Then the Gemara adds on, umastis mani Rabbi Yonasan he. There were two Tanaim who used to disagree every so often, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. So the Mishnah happens to follow Rabbi Yonasan, who says that neither Arusa nor Shemeres Yavam have the din of Saito that she should be able to drink. Rabbi Yonasan holds like that, but Rabbi Yoshi does not agree. Rabbi Yoshi thinks that the Shemeres Yavam would have Ashkas HaSoito. I would have said just the reverse. Shemeres Yavam is not even married to the man at all. Her husband died, so she's not married to the Yavam. It's only Zika. Arus is the Chaneshes Ish. So Rabbi Yoshi disagrees. He says no. Shemeres Yavam is closer to the Yavam than the Arus is to the husband.
Shares with the father yet. The father still has a prayer
to be made for the dorm.
Right.
So it's not a complete under the husband.
Right, but the Arus is an Eshes Ish.
Yes, but the Shem have to say over her, she has to share it with the father.
Okay. If she's a Naira Hamarasa, if she's a Naira, yeah.
It's not if complete Ishes, because the father hasn't been there for the ledger with the husband.
Yeah, Arusa is not a complete Ishus. Even if there is no father, even if the girl is already 20 years old, she's not Bishus Avi anymore. The girl is only Bishus Avi until 12 and a half. After 12 and a half, she's no longer Bishus Avi. But still, and Arusa is not Bishus Baila, okay? But the Shemeres Yavam is not married at all. So Rabbi the Gemara is going to spell it out. Masis the Mani Rabbi Yonasan. The Mishnah says that they're both excluded, Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. It goes like the Tan Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya, we have another brisa. Tachas Ishech, there are two psukim. One pasuk says, Vatki Satis Tachas Ishech. One pasuk says, this is a din, Ashatis to Isha, Tachas Isha. Same thing. Tachas Ishech, Tachas Isha, same thing. So one Tachas is Memayit Arusa, and one Tachas is Memayit Shemeres Yavam.
The Mishnah only brings one pasuk.
Okay, so the Gemara explains you got to have two pasukim. Mishnah only quotes half of the story, and the Braisa fills in the missing pasuk. The Tanya Tachas Ishech Prat La Rusi Yochel Shani Motzi Av Shemeres Yavam Tam Lame Ishish Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says the only one who's excluded is the Arusa, but the Shemeres Yavam there is a din of Hashkoas HaSoito. Shemeres Yavam is more considered more married to the husband. More tachas isha than arus is. That's what the first Tana holds, and our Mishnah is against that. Rabbi Yonasan disagrees. Rabbi Yonasan Aimer is not true. The two psukim tachas ishech padlo shemeres yavam. That's she's not even married. Otsi shemeres yavam lo yotzi es arus. I might make a mistake and think I only exclude shemeres yavam because she's not even married. But arusa is married, so I would have thought that there is a din of seita name. So you have two psukim. One is tachas yishech, one is tachas yisho. And the two psukim amamayit, they're both knocked out. Both arusa and shemeres yavam. So the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yonasan. And the Tana Rabbi Yoshia holds fakert from the way we would have thought. Tana Rabbi Yoshia thinks an arusa does not drink my mamar. Shemeres yavam does drink my mamar. She's more married. She's more tachas yisha. Then the Arusa. So the Gemara spells it out. Mar, one Tana, that's Rabbi Yonasan, Alima le Arusa, it's stronger. Ali means strong. So Rabbi Yonasan thinks that's the way we would have thought. That's why we pass on Halacha. Alima le Arusa, the Kiddusha did David, Circle Mayod, and Arusa is married. And Ira Marasa is Kilo. She's an Eshazir, she married her. So he thinks that if you'd only have one Pasuk to be Mamayit, somebody. You say tafastim ruboloi tafasta, tafastim what tafasta. So if you only have one pasuk, you only knock off a shemeres yavam. She's not even married. So I need an additional pasuk, a tzveita pasuk, to tell me that you even knock off an arusa. That's a big ichrit. Arusa is not married. I would have thought that it is tachas ishech. So that's Rabbi Yonasan holds. Alimale, he holds the arusa is more tachas ishech than the shemeres yavam. Umar and Rabbi Yoshia, whom we don't accept, He holds Raket, Ali Malay Shemaris Yavam. He holds that the Shemaris Yavam is stronger in the Ishus. Why? The Lam Chusra Mesira Le Chuppah. The Shemaris Yavam doesn't need any Chuppah. He's Mutalov Alev. He's not allowed to rape the Yavama. She has to agree. But they don't have to have any Minatar. They don't need any Kiddushin, any Nisua. They just have the Yibam together. As opposed to an Arusa, you have to have Mesira Le Chuppah. You have to do the Nisuan first. So that's the Machlokes. Frag the Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan. There, Rabbi Yonasan, frag the Gemara. Hi, ish. What's the kasha? My Ovid lay. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yoshi learns what? That ish is marbe. Again, Ishish is marbed that a Shemaris Yavam does have Hashkoas Asaita. So once Rabbi Yonasan, once the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yonasan, you knock them both out, neither Arusa nor Shemaris Yavam has a din of Saita. So what does he do with the Reba Yishish? Who is it marbed? What is it marbed? You knock them both out. Neither Arusa nor Shemaris Yavam has Hashkoas Asaita. Ha Yishish Mayavadle, what is he marbed? Zagmama Boile, the rabbis, I need it. To teach me the rabbis eishes cheresh, the eishes shoyte, the eishes shiamum. That what? Rashi explains that tells you the last few lines in the Mishnah that zochen liadam shalay b'fanav, that bezdin will be mekanei on behalf of the husband, employing the principle of zochen liadam shalay b'fanav. The husband is not all there; he does know what's happening. He's a cheresh, he's a shayta, shiamum, he doesn't know what's happening. So that pasuk, ish, is marbe, that zochen liadam shalay b'fanav, the bezdin sizes up the situation. They think there's something fishy going on, so they should be mekana on behalf of the husband. Freg the Gemara, okay, good. Then the Gemara asks the kasha, but it's written twice, tachas ishech and tachas isha. So according to Rabbi Yonasan, is gevaldik. One tachas is memayit arusa, one tachas is mayim shemeres yavam. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, it's not true. Shemeres yavam does drink mayim amor. So he left with one tachas, either tachas isha, tachas ishech, one of them is miyuter. So what is that extra tachas teach you? Where Rabbi Yoshia the Gemara says, hay tachas isha may ovid lei, Rabbi Yonasan needed both tachas isha, tachas ishech, to knock out both arusa and shemeres yavam. But according to Rabbi Yoshi, what are you knocking out? Zagmar, no, not to knock out someone. Maboile, lahakish ish liisha, the isha liish, for other dinim. Rashi says at the end of the Perek, the Gemara is going to say, there is certain dinim. It says, v'nosan akoina kapehu isha, then he has to put the mincha on her hand. So what if she's missing an arm? So the whole din of soita doesn't apply. So that only says if she's a gidemis, the din of soita doesn't apply. She's missing it. What if the husband is a gidem? So he doesn't say he has to hold the mincha on his hands. So this pasuk tells you, lahakish ish liisha. Just like if she's a gidemes, there's no din of hashkoas hasaita. So too, if he's a gidem, also not. And then if it's not hadin, me'ene isha. What if the husband is a suma? Menela me'ene isha. So if the husband is a suma, he can't see anything, so there's no din of saita. What if the wife is a suma? Doesn't say ene ho isha. So I would have thought it's only a problem if the husband is a suma. So the pasuk says lahakish isha liish, just like if the husband is a suma, we're going to say there's no din of saita. So if the wife is a suma, also. So that pasuk, the second pasuk that says tachas, that Rabbi Yonasan uses it to knock off both arusa and shemeres yavam. So Rabbi Yoshia needs it to tell me a different din, not to knock anybody out of the parsha. Lahakish isha liish and ish liisha. And Rashi said that's going to be the last daf in the perek. Well, I was going to say gidemis with the summa, but all the din. Freg the Gemara Akasha. I don't understand the whole story. Elatayma dichsidi hanikroi. The only reason why you knocked out an arusa is because it's not tachas isheich. They all agree. Both Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan, they both agree. Arusa doesn't drink. They argue, what about Shemeres Yavam? Rabbi Yoshi and Shemeres Yavam does drink, and we pass like Rabbi Yonasan. Shemeres Yavam also does not drink. But in Arusa, they both agree you need a pasuk to knock her out. Freg the Gemara, Arusa, the husband didn't live with her yet. And we have this brisa. Elatayim, Freg the Gemara, on the third line from the top of Chavdal and Mebeis. Elataima, the only reason that you excluded Arusa, that she doesn't drink my mamorim, because dichsivi hanikra, you have a miut from the pasuk tachasishach. Olav hachi, if not for me, havamina, I would have thought Arusa shasya, she does drink my mamorim. Fregdik marakash about kiosa rabacha bachanina midaroma, when he came from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, he learned there in yeshiva. Shiva's Hadarom, I guess, whatever. And he came, also the Isa Masnita Biyadi, comes and he has a Brisa Biksav, he carries with him a Brisa that says the following din. We don't know, maybe not all the Tanoim agree, but the Gemara now is assuming that all the Tanoim agree. Later on in the Sugya, it may come out, and Yivamis also, Taisus says that there are Tanoim who disagree with this. But so far the Gemara is assuming everybody agrees. Mi Baladei Sheikh, the Kohen makes the woman swear that she didn't sleep with anybody other than her husband. Sounds like she did once sleep with the husband. So you see, from that phrase, "Mibaladei Sheikh," you have to have "Mishikad Mishchivas Habala Boil." Only the whole parsha of Sait only applies if she was once with the husband, and then the husband is chayshid business. Lo Shikad Mishchivas Habala Boil. If she never slept with her husband, so the whole din of Sait doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, "Arusa, Arusa is not living with the husband. Arusa Asur LaBaylo. She's not living with the husband." So how can you have a havamina that there should be a din of saita if she's not rusa? You're missing one of the basic conditions. You have to have kod meshchivas habal above. And for the Gemara, not everybody observes the dinim. It's a din midirabbanan.
You could either kaddish b'biyah.
Okay, either mekaddish b'biyah. The rabbi's prohibited.
She's a full-fledged wife.
The Gemara has a suffix. If one is mekaddish b'biyah, does she become an isua? Or is she only an Arusa? The Gemara Kiddushin has a suffix. But we're not allowed to be Mekadosh B'Biyah. The Gemara says that Rab Mangid, Aman the Mekadosh B'Biyah, Rab would give Akas Mardus and someone would be Mekadosh B'Biyah. See, Gemara is asking like Tzadikim. No one is Mekadosh B'Biyah. Nobody lives with the Arusa. Nobody lives with that. What do you know one lives with the Arusa? There must be a lot of people who are violating the din. Officially, no one's living with an Arusa. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bachama, Mashkachas law that someone violated the din. Mashkachas gegon shebo'aleh ha'oris bebeis aviyah. The oris was bo'alish da be'isa. He's not allowed to. And he violated the isa de Rabbanon.
So the Rambam, how's Rambam?
What do you mean?
She doesn't drink. Then she would drink because she's over to Vera.
That's right. The Rambam is against this Gemara. The Rambam said on the Mishnah that whenever if the husband was ever bald, bia asura miyomov, whether nisa deraisa nisa derabbanan. So according to the Rambam, whenever the husband ever violated anisa bia deraisa derabbanan, here oris habal arisos as anisa derabbanan. So according to the Rambam, you shouldn't be able to have a din of soito. So this Gemara is against the Rambam. The Gemara is going to back out from this. But this Havamin and Imar, this line in Imar is against the Rambam. The commentaries on the Rambam pointed out.
But he holds every Rabbanon as a deraisa anyway. So
Doesn't mean it's deraisa. The Rabbanon is the Rabbanon. No, the Rambam just says it. There's a din of loisosur. The din of the Rabbanon are covered with the lava of loisosur. No, din the Rabbanon is only the Rabbanon.
Isn't there a Gemara that says in parts of Eretz Yisrael they used to live with the Arusa?
Yeah. The Iser Arusa Lebaila is only midirabbanan. In an Eretz Yehuda, there was Yehuda Begolo Vevar Yarden. So in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted that din derabbanan. All the din of derabbanan are only binding if the Tzibur accepts them. If you make a Gzeir ala Tzibur, Shein Reba Tzibi Cholam Lama, but the Tzibur doesn't accept it, so it's not Chal. So it says in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted it. So they could have given answer that Eretz Yehuda, sure, okay. Then there wasn't even an Iser. Then there wouldn't be any Kash on the Rambam. See, then I said, Kelim, yes, the Gemara is talking, he did it be Yisr. Amar Rami Bachome, Mashkan Ba'alayra, Oris Be'esavi, he did Shaloi Kedin. He violated the Din. So the way the Gemara presented, he violated Shaloi Kedin. So this Gemara is against the Rambam. The Rambam said, Mishabal be Asura Miyamav, even only an Yisr Drabbanon is called Eina Menuka Miyam. So he says, the Gemara should have said, there it's Yehuda. Where they never accepted the Issa de Rabbanan. Never accepted it, so they didn't even violate an Issa de Rabbanan. Okay? So good to Taina. The Gemara could have said, there it's Yehuda. I don't know. It's a good Kasha. So now the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha. Wait a minute. But we said there are two people in the Mishnah, Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. So by an Arusa, you're telling me he was Bohalea, the Orus was Bohalishtai, Shaloi Kedin. So it's called Meshchivas Habal Boyal. So I would have thought that there's a din, full din of Soita. So the Pasuk tells me, Tachas Isha, there's no din of Soita. What are you going to say by Shemeres Yavam? You also have to have called Meshchivas Habal Leboyal. So it means the Yavam was Boal Yevimta. After the brother died, the Yavam was Boal Yevimta. Boal Yevimta. So Shinara Shemeres Yavam. So that's Yibum. When you do Yibum, so you don't need Nisuin. So she's not a Shemeres Yavam then. And even if he had in mind Lushem Znus, just to have a good time with her, he didn't have in mind to be kind to her. The din is, the Mishnah says, Habal Yavimtoi, Beim Shegig, Beim Meze, Beim Yonis, Beim Yerotza. She becomes a Nesua. Freg the Gemara, the Chabas, Gabi Shemeres Yavam. What's the parallel case? Because the Mishnah gave two cases. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yonison. The Mishnah gives two cases. One pasuk is b'mayet arus, and one pasuk is b'mayet shemeres yavam, and both of them you have to have kod mishchivas habal aboil. So if the yavam was bal yavimtoi, says dachkaina, so she's not a shemeres yavam, so she's mamish and a suah. So there is hashkoas asoito. So what do you tell me that there's no hashkoas asoito? The Gemara is assuming that everybody subscribes to this brisa. That's what the Gemara is going to say later. Taisus in Yavamis learns, the Gemara in Yavamis says it. Not everybody agrees that you need Kod Meshchivas Habalabo. This Brisa that he presented says like that. Maybe the Mishnah doesn't agree. So the Gemara is bothered with the Kashman, the Chavos, the Gabi Shemeres Yavam. What's going to be a parallel case? Kigon Shibala Yavam Beis Chamiya. After the brother died, then the Yavam, the surviving brother, is Boaleo, Freg the Gemara, ho, this girl, Shemeres Yavam Karis La. You call her a Shemeres Yavam? Ishta Ma'al Yasehi. That's 100% Ishta Nesua. And there is a din of Hashkoas Hasoita. She's not called a Shemeres Yavam. Why? Because the Mishnah says, and Yavam is Habo Yavimta, Beim Shegig, Beim Meze, Beim Yonis, Beim Rotzain. And it says, Kono, Freg the Gemara, the Homer Rav Kono La Koil. Rav says, when it says in the Mishnah, Habal Yevimta b'mezid b'oynes b'rotz, and they held the gun to his head, and they said, "You be Boal Yavam, we're going to shoot you." Or he thought it was his own wife, and he was sleeping with, and it turned out that it was the Yavam. He didn't even realize that it was the Yavam, or he did it l'shem znus, not l'shem kinyan. So Rab says, "Kana lako, Habal Yevimta is kinda legamre, even though it was a bia grua. He didn't do the yibum l'shem yibum. He did it l'shem znus, or l'shem thinking that it's his own wife." So the Gemara asks her, how do you say, how is that Shemeres Yavam? She's an Asua Legamri. And for the Gemara, you have to say like Shmuel. Shmuel disagrees with Rav. There's Machlek, is Rav Shmuel on the opening line in the Mishnah in Habo Yevimtoi. It says, Habo Yevimtoi, Beim Shegig, Beim Meze, Beim Yonis, Beim Rotzain, Kono. So Rav says, Kono Lako. The Yibam is 100% valid, and it's Ishtan Asua Lechol Dover. All the way. The Yibam is kind of lako. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, the Amar lakon ela devam hamur meparsha. If he's Boal Yevimtoi, not l'shem Yibam, he thought it was his own wife. He didn't realize that it was the Yivama. Or he Boal Yevimtoi l'shem Znus. He didn't have a mind l'shem. He did l'shem Znus. So Shmuel is of the opinion, lakona, she's not an Asua. She's only an Arusa. Only for two dinim. What are the two dinim? The one din is, once you do yibum, then you don't need chalitza. Once you do yibum, you koine, and if you want to get rid of her, you give her a get. You don't do chalitza anymore. That's one din. And the second din is that the brother who performed, let's say the brother died, and he has 10 surviving brothers. So if the father is still alive, there are 11 children, 11 sons, and one brother died. So if the father's still alive, the father gets the Yerusha. Let's say the father's not alive, and you have 10 brothers surviving. So the 10 brothers divide the Yerusha into 10 parts, each one gets one-tenth. So what happens if one of the 10 brothers performs Yibum? So the one who performs Yibum gets the whole Yerusha. The Pasuk says, V'yabchor she'telet yokam ha'shimachiv ha'meis. So the Gemara says, the simple translation of the words of the Pasuk are not true. Usually in Kol HaTarukula we say Ein HaMikra Yetzim Midei Pshuto. Pshuto Shal Mikra is true, in addition to all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat there. And here, the Pshuto Shal Mikra is not true. The simple translation of the Pasuk is, when you perform Yibum, V'hoi HaBchor HaShetele, the first child to be born, If it's a boy, he should be named after the brother who passed away. If his name is Yosi, so she should give him a name Yosi. If the name of the man who died was Yochanan, she give the baby a name Yochanan. So the Gemara says that it's not correct. That's not true. The Mikra is, this is in Kola Terakula, Eina Mikra, it's Meshuta, except for this one Pasuk. That's the Gemara Yavamis. This is the exception to the rule. Every phrase in the Pasuk is an allusion to a different halacha, and it doesn't mean a law while it says. So, V'hoi Abchor means a mitzvah begodli Yabim. If you have 10 brothers, it's preferable the oldest brother should perform Yibim. Asha Tele, this Pratla Islandist, that if the surviving, if the Yavama is an Islandist, Yavama was married for 60 years, she never had any children, there may be some hormone imbalance, there may be some, we don't know whether it's a problem by the husband or the problem by the wife. But even if it's a problem by the wife, that's not called an islandess, that's called an akora. Akora is not the same. Islandess, the whole body doesn't grow normally like a female body. It's not just a hormone imbalance, you can't even correct it with medication. Islandess is a whole different story. So if the Yavama is an islandess, then the whole parsha of Yibum doesn't apply. Yochim said the V'hoi Abchor is one din, Ashetelet is a different din. Prat La'ilinus. Yochim Ashimachiv Hameis is a different din. It means that whoever performs the Yibum gets the Yerusha from the dead brother. You don't divide it into 10 parts and each surviving brother gets 10%. The one who does Yibum gets it. And then it says V'lo Yimach Hashmah Yisrael Prat La'Soris Hashmah Mochi. If the brother who died was a Soris, or if the surviving brother is a Soris, Soris also means, does mean an Okar. He's 85 years old, he's not able to have any children. No, but he can still perform Yibum. But if he's a Soris, means like an islandist, the whole body's not developing normally, so then the whole parasha of Yibum doesn't apply. Whether the brother who passed away is a Soris, or the surviving brother wants to perform the Yibum as a Soris, there's no din of Yibum. So the Gemara says, every phrase in the Pasuk means something else. So Shmuel claims that if you do a Yibum Garua, the Yavam is Bo Yavinta, L'shem Znus. The Yavam is Bo Yavinta. He thought it's his own wife. He didn't realize that it's the Yavam. And he didn't have in mind L'shem Yibum. So the Mishnah says Kana, but not Kana Lagamre. He's not Yorsha L'tamila L'hofen. No, it's not yet in Nesua. It's only the Dvarim Ha'amurim B'parsha. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Rav is of the opinion Kana Lakol. Even if you did a Yibum Shaloy L'shma, a Yibum L'shem Znus, Kana Lakol, it's full Nesua. And Shmuel disagrees, and he holds like Kana L'dvam Amar Parsha, only the two dinim. The one din, that since he did Yibum, said no more Chalitza. Now if he wants to get rid of her, he needs a get. And number two, that he gets the Yerusha. Yochem Hashem Achav Ameis. He gets the Yerusha from the dead brother who died.
Wouldn't he classify as Isser and Halakha should be like Rav?
It's a good question. Yeah. It's a good question. You have to look there in the Sugi and Yavamas. How did they decide the din should be like Shmuel? Could be they bring a brisa, I don't remember. Once in a while you have a brisa that supports Shmuel. So we pass like Shmuel. Yeah.
Today, if somebody could have children only through IVF, would that affect Chalitza? Would it need for Chalitza? They normally could not have children, but only through
but they themselves, I mean, he's
naturally,
not naturally, some other reason why, because there's some obstruction or something, but he's not a Soros, he's not an islandist, so then there would be a din of Yibum Achalitz. Soros and islandist means the whole body didn't, the breast didn't develop normally, and by the man no stay on the base, everything is different. Usually today people who need the doctor's intervention to be able to have a baby, the body is normal.
Isn't somebody who had castration considered the Soros also?
That's it, right. Okay. Yeah, that's another kind of Soros, yeah. So the Gemara, again, what was the Gemara asking? How can you have a Mishnah like Rabbi Yonason that says you knock out both Arusa and Shemeres Yavam? You need a Pasuk to knock out each one. What do you need a Pasuk to knock out Shemeres Yavam? That she cannot drink my mamarim. They brought a brisa from Eretz Yisrael that says the only time there's a din of soita of kadmish chivis abal boil. So what do you mean? The yavam was boal yavimtoi when? After his brother died, he was boal yavimtoi. So that's it. So she's not a shemeres yavam. She's in a suah. And for the gemara. So what do you mean? So you have a pasuk that says then in such a case it can't be mashke. Why not? It's regular nesua. It is tachasisha. And for the Gemara, if you would have held like Rav, you would have a murderous kasha. We got no teretz. You have to say like Shmuel. The Mishnah is like Shmuel. You want to know why do we pass like Shmuel? So the Pasha Peshat, the Mishnah is like Shmuel. The Gemara is going to dray out of it here. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is like Shmuel, that when he does a Yibum, L'shem Znus, or a Yibum Garua, not a normal Yibum, is only Kana L'dvar Mahamurim Parsha, but she's not full Ishtoi. So that's what the Pasuk is, Mamayit. He was called Mashchivas HaBaal, called Mashchivas HaYavam, L'shchivas HaZnus, with the stranger, with the outsider. And it's only kind of b'miktsa, it's kind of dvar mamur b'parsha, but it's still not a nesua, it's still not tachas isha. So that's the case that we have in mind.
Rav would hold Shemeres Yavam doesn't drink, Rav.
Rav would hold Shemeres Yavam.
Because otherwise it's shver, why would he deposit?
Right. Either Rav denies that you need kav m'shchivas ha-baal
aboil. So what does he do with invalidating sheikh? Then obviously the deposit in the father sheikh. What does it mean?
I don't know. That's the question. Does everybody subscribe to that brisa? The Gemara, in asking the question, thought that muskam l'chol hadeis. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any kasha. So that's what the Gemara asks. Lema, should I say that? But you're saying lema. Should we say Rav de'amik Rav Yoshia? Rav has to hold like Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia holds. We only knocked out arusa. We never knocked out shemeres yavam. Shemeres yav mishoisa. So should do we have to say that Rav has to hold like Rav Yoshia? Because if you all like Rabbi Yonason and you have two psukim that are memayit, one pasuk is memayit arusa, one pasuk memayit shemeres yavam. How are you memayit shemeres yavam? If she didn't have beer with the yavam yet, there's a lack of kad mishkivin. If she had the beer with the yavam, she's a full nesuah. How can you memayit her? So you have to say that Rav has to hold like the Tana Rabbi Yoshia. Shmuel de'amik Rabbi Yonason, the only one who can hold like the Mishnah is Shmuel. So the Gemara, not necessarily so. Amalach Rav, Rav can insist. Another Yom Rafilu, the Rabbi Yonason. He can still insist that he holds like Rabbi Yonason. As vos, mid'itz d'krola muta. I have a gzeres hakasuv that the shemeres yavim is ainu shoysa. I would have thought that she is shoysa. So the answer is mechlal de'ishta mal yasehi. I would have thought the havamina would have been that she is shoysa because abol yevimta be mishegig be miyonis. Beimemezid is kona lakol in mamish tachas isha, and it's still a gzeres hakasav. But that's not said. So it doesn't make sense. How can you have such a gzeres hakasav? But that's what the Gemara is suggesting at this line. Rav can insist he holds like Rabbi Yonason, and the bia was kona lacholdov. Okay, and then the Gemara says not necessarily totally zebezet. Rav doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Yoshia. And Shmuel doesn't necessarily have to hold like Rabbi Yonason. Shmuel Amar, not the Amar Filer Rabbi Yoshia, I can hold like him also. That why? Midits to call the Rabbi Mechal Dalav Ishta Hiklam. Okay. You can hold either way. Shai. The Gemara is Matcha. Gemara is Matcha. Now the next Gemara, the Gemara has, there is a Mishnah in Ksubas on Dafayim Beis. If a woman is Averis Adas Yehudis, so she loses the Ksubah. Rashi quotes, that's a Mishnah in Ksubas Dafayim Beis Amidah. What do you mean, Averas Das Yehudis? So the Gemara says, Averas Adas Moshe means she violates a din in the Chumash. Averas Adas Yehudis, she violates the Hilchas Tznias, but it's not really beferish against the din in the Chumash. So the Gemara has a Shaila. So the Mishnah says in Dafayim Beis, whenever a couple gets divorced, the wife is entitled to collect the Ksubah. Unless he can ascertain that it was her fault that she ruined the marriage. Well, say it's her fault. She's always mevaza the in-laws. Or she's a miserable wife. She's always cursing the husband. She doesn't want to go to mikveh. She doesn't want to have any children. Somehow crazy and mishugan. She makes life miserable for the husband. So if it's her fault that they had to get divorced, he'll say it's her fault, she'll say it's his fault. So you have to figure out who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. But whenever you can ascertain that it's her fault, then she loses the ksuba. So the Mishnah gives us an example. When they got married in a religious community, all the women cover their hair. And then all of a sudden, after a few years after they're married, the wife stops covering her hair. Husband says, how are you talking? But when we got married, it was understood that you are going to cover your hair. So she refuses to cover her hair. That's considered ruining the marriage. So then she loses. That's called Averis Adas Moshe. She doesn't cover her hair at all. The Gemara assumes that sounds from the Gemara that's a din deraisa. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Others tone it down that it's an asmachta. Either it's an asmachta or a real din there, so she doesn't cover hair at all. If she only covers the hair a little bit, then it's averis aldas yehudis. Then it's not a biblical violation. It's she's in violation of the tznius b'Yisrael. So the Gemara has a shaila. Boy, lohu, what's the din? Averis aldas. Tzvicha asra lafsidu ksubos eina tzvicha. The Mishnah says she loses ksuba. She loses ksuba, that's it. She starts walking around without covering her hair. She walks in the street without covering hair. So when the husband divorces, he doesn't have to pay ksuba, or they have to warn her in advance. The husband has to warn her. If you're going to go around like this, I'm going to divorce you, I'm not going to pay you the ksuba. Is it necessary to warn her? Me, I'm Rinon. Should I say, Kev Naver Saldasi? She's in violation of the dinim lo baya hasro. That's a din of the mission. You don't have to warn her. See, by us, it's not shaykh. A lot of times, you live in a community, many of the women don't cover the hair. So when they got married, it was understood they're not going to... let's say, these are people, non-observant people. They got married, it was understood they're not going to observe Taras HaMishpacha. All of a sudden, the husband becomes frum. 5 years after they get married, husband becomes frum. He wants to, she go to mikveh. She said, what are you crazy? What happened? We never agreed to that. It was so for the first 5 years, he never went to mikveh. So then, he can't say, I'm going to divorce you, I'm not going to pay the ksuba. And when they got married, it was understood she's not going to go to the mikveh. The Mishnah is talking a case. They got married, a religious community. Everybody goes to mikveh, and everybody keeps kosher, and everybody has children. And then she said, I don't want to have any children for the first 25 years, and I don't want to have any children, period. So then she's ruining the marriage, because it was understood that they are going to have children. They are going to cover the hair and so on. So that's where the Gemara is not sure. Or there is Adas, that you have to warn her in advance. Kiv na veris Adas, la bay hasra. That's the Mishnah. Oidil mano. The boy hasra as vas the hadr ba, if she'll do tshuva, the hadr ba, then she will be entitled to the ksuba. Do you have to warn her or not? Zog demar toshma. We're going to prove it from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says arusa v'shemeres yavam lo shosas v'lo notlas ksuba. So we said the Gemara had a comment. The first comment the Gemara made right after the Mishnah. You do kinui. What do you do kinui for? If it can't lead up to shtias maim amarim, the answer is you do kinui in order to be mafsida ksubasa. Mafsida ksubasa. So the Mishnah says, Arus, if the woman is misyachedis with someone other than a husband, that's worse than they're walking around with her hair uncovered. She's having yichud with other men. That's also averus adas moshe. That's worse than averus adas yehudis. So you see from the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara is going to say. Mishnah de lo shasi kinoi mekane lo zog Gemara lamai. What do you need a kinoi for? Lav lav siduk subasa. So you see that what? Lav siduk subasa. You have to have a hasra. If you didn't have a hasra, then not. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, is it a good proof or not? Okay, we'll have to continue next week.
Is this
hasra
with the
No. If there won't be any Yadim, she'll claim that he never warned me. But strictly, if she'll admit that he warned her, so you know, Yadim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Birchas Hamazon, Rabbi Yosef Karo writes one nusach for the benching, and the Ramah writes nusach Ashkenaz, that we don't always say the same as nusach Svart. So Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, writes that the nusach is Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei V'Rachim Av Yerushalayim Amen. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild Yerushalayim Berachmin. Bonei V'Rachim Av Yerushalayim Amen. So the Ramah writes that's the nusach. The Mechaber writes the nusach is Bani Yerushalayim, just like in the Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Bani Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch is going to be the one who's going to rebuild Yerushalayim. So the Mechaber writes that's the nusach and benching also. And the Ramah says no, nusach Ashkenaz is that you say Bani Berachim Rabbi Yerushalayim Amen. So the Vilna Gaon daven usually nusach Ashkenaz. He didn't daven nusach Zvai. The Chassidim adopted nusach Zvai. So whatever they did, by definition, he wasn't going to do. So the Vilna Gaon daven nusach Ashkenaz, didn't daven nusach Zvai. But over here, it's the Adu and the Yeshivas. And the literary Yeshivas, they didn't adapt everything from the Vilna Gaon. Some things they did adapt, and most of the things they did not. And so this is one of the things, in most of the literary Yeshivas, they picked this up from the Gro. That when you bench, you just say, Bainei Rishalayim Amen. Instead of Bainei Rachman Rishalayim Amen. So the Vilna Gaon gave a whole explanation why. So he said that Rashi, on the opening pasuk in Pikudei, has a comment. Elip kudi hamishkan mishkan ha'edus. So the word mishkan is mentioned twice. Elip kudi hamishkan mishkan ha'edus. So Rashi quotes that the Beis Hamikdash is like a mashkon, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took twice. He destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash shtei pamim. Remez lemikdash in his mashkan bishnei churbanim. The Beis Hamikdash was taken away from us. If a person owes money to the malven, he doesn't pay the money, so the malven is entitled to take away a mashkan. So we did so many averes, so rather than punish us, so the Baruch Hu took away a mashkan. So he took the mashkan twice. The churban bayis rishon, the churban bayis sheni. So the Vilna Gaon has the famous mashal. He says, if the loiva owes a fortune of money to the malve, the malve doesn't have to be moichalim. He owes $100,000. The malve doesn't have to be moichalim. What happens if the malve, out of the goodness of his heart, was moichal the loiva, he doesn't have to pay? And the malve is holding on to a mashkin. He's holding on to a diamond watch, a diamond ring that's worth $100,000. So if once he's moichal the loiva, he doesn't owe the money, so he has to give back the mashkin. He has no right to hold on to the mashkin. There's no longer any chay. Calls man that he's not Meichel, he has a right to hold on to the Mashkin. But once, out of the goodness of his heart, he's Meichel the Chayiv, so then he has to return the Mashkin. So that's what the Vilna Gaon said, based on Psukim and Novi. The Psukim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive the sins of Bnei Yisrael out of the goodness of his heart, out of the kindness of his heart. The Psukim are Nevo'el Tzion, I think, where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's not mechuyev, HaKadosh Baruch is not mechuyev to forgive our sins. But once he forgives the sins b'chesed, then he's mechuyev to give us back the mashkin al pidin. So that's what he said. In the benching, we shouldn't say b'nei v'rachim of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash is the mashkin. So once he's mechuyev the avinus b'chesed, he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. But the Psukim say he's going to forgive our sins b'chesed, then he's going to have to give us back the Beis HaMikdosh al pi din. So that's the famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. He explained a few Psukim in Tanakh like that. That the Mechilas HaVoinus is going to be b'chesed, but once the Mechilas HaVoinus will be b'chesed of Rachmim, then the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh will be al pi din. No, whichever way it should be, we'll agree. He should give us back the Beis HaMikdosh, either with Rachmim or without Rachmim. Can you hear what's on? Is there a minion from Ira?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
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 What is Thomas says your name is after you said that the Beis HaMikdash was in yet established for the time of Esther?
That's the first Rashi in Megillah's Esther.
It was not established at all.
Not yet. It was Hepo. It wasn't completed.
Oh, Hepo. Oh, yeah. Hep. But it was Hepo.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It wasn't completed. She understood that it wasn't Hepo at all.
Is that you? Yeah. Shalom. satim tar artsuchem ito yore kosh lo sabto de gane kho be sirosh kho ve tsero sat yesel sod kho de vehem to kho yo kho to be savoy to shamol otem be nifter ba dav lechem besatem ba retem ba him achim ve ishtakh ve sam lahem ve kho lo af ein hay lochem tsar ve sam shamayim ve lo yihem tor ve ho adom lo yisitem es yudo אבל אתם מהירו מהאורץ הטובו אשר אדם עושה לכם וליסמתם אז דבר האלה על הלבביכם ועל נפשכם וכשאתם עושם לעושה ידכם והיו לתי תופס בין עיניכם ולימדתם עושם אס בניכם לדבר בום שיפתוכם בבי סכו ולך בכל הדרך ובשוך בך ולפניך סתם מזיז בסך ובייש רח מאג בוי מיי חמיד נך מאב דמון שבשבע לנוי לאבסך נוס איסלאם כי מיי השמיים מאור רץ מיים רבנו נוש בדבר אבני ישראל גנתו אביהם ביוסו להם ציציס וכנפליק די הם לדוי וסם ונסנו על ציציס וכנף פסול חילס היו לכם לציציס ואיסם אוסו וזכרתם מסכם צויסת נוי ואיסם אוסם לא איזו סור ואחרי דבבכם ואחרי עיניכם אשר אתם זמים אחריהם למען תזכרו ועשיסם אז כל מצווי סוי ויסם קדושים לאלוהיכם וירדו אלוהיכם אשר רוצה סייסכם הארץ מצרים ויהיו אסלחם לאלוהים וירדו אלוהיכם אמס כי הוא אדנו אלוהינו ואין זו לא סמלך לסולמי הפדל ויד מרוחים מכינו הגולנו מכף כל האוויצים ולא נפלנו מיצורנו למשלם דמול חולבי נפשנו אז גדול הסדין חי כמה נפלו הסדין נספור סמנפשנו בחיים לא נסן למה התרגלנו המדריכנו הבנוי סבינו יורם קנינו הכל סבינו אז אלון הניסים אלה קומה בפר עושה סמוסים אז בני חולה מקבל ועושה בחירים מצויים מיועצי סמי סמי תויכו מוכי וסלום אבי בנה מגזרי ים סוף אסרד פי ומייסני ומסלסתי בלו ונגי ועשר שבחור דורישו מלכוסו ורוצן קיבלו עליהם משה בני ישראל לחום ושירו בשמחו רם בורם ירו חולום מיכו מוריך אבינו מרדה מכמו ריכון לדבר קרידש נמוסי לזה סיפה ולחוץ חראו ומחו כפה דו ארנוי עשייה הכל יולו מיד חזות ממנו ברוך אתו ארנוי פועל ישראל אמן שכבינו נעלינו לישראל תעמידנו מכינו לחיים הפרס עלינו סוכה שלמך וסכנינו יצטוי ומור פניך ושאמר להם שמך ומגעים בעדינו
Gadelius
is Kadesh, Shmei Rabbah. Yomad Yivarach Yerusev, Yamlich Malchusei, B'chayei Chonu V'yom Echonu V'chayei Lechol Beis Yisrael, B'agolov V'zman Kariv V'yimru Amen. Yei Shmei Rabbah Yivarach L'yolam U'yomei Yom Ayo Yizbarach V'yishtabach V'yispoar V'yishtanah V'yishtasei Yis hador v'yis halev v'yis halol Shmei dikut shabarichu V'eilo min kol birchasa v'shir asa tush b'chasa v'nachem asa Yamiram v'yomo v'imru amei Yesh lama rabo min shmayo v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael imru amein Oseh shalom v'imray mav v'yaseh shalom aleinu Ya kol Yisrael imru amein
Thank you.